It is evident that things are building.
我们很明显地看到神的同在正在增加。
There is a progression in each one of the sessions.
在每一堂课里面，神的同在都不断地增加。
Can you sense that?
有没有感受到？
I believe there'll be different times of impartation.
我相信会有不同时间的这个传递恩膏。
But there'll be a culmination, a pinnacle at the end of the meeting where there'll be a release or a commissioning.
可是我相信会在一个聚会的高潮的里面里，然后我们来释放并且差遣。
One of the things that we have learned doing hundreds of conferences like this, though,
我们已经举办过类似像这样的聚会几百次了。我们所学到的是
，Today it is requiring a consolidation of our faith together.
今天呢是有关于我们的信心要连结在一起。
It is requiring not only that the people that are doing the speaking, but also those in attendance enter into a place of intimacy.
不仅是讲道的人。的信心更是在同样在这里的会众要一起信心联合进入神的亲密。
When a conference is following the leading of the Holy Spirit,
当这个聚会是接受到圣灵的带领，
you'll notice that it starts out in a big wide circle.
你会觉得好像这个范围原来很大。
But with each session, the circle begins to get smaller.
然后呢，每一堂课结束之后呢，这范围就逐渐缩小。
The vision becomes more clear.
我们的意向就更加的明显。
The hearts of the people are joined together in one purpose.
因为所有人的心都联合在一起，为了一个目的。
It becomes like it was on the day of Pentecost when the people were in one place, but also in one accord.
就像五旬节的时候，人们都聚集在一处，并且同心合意。
Amen.
Amen.
That means that we are in one place in the Spirit and that we begin to agree upon the mandate of heaven.
意思是说呢，我们在属灵里面能够到达同一个地方，并且我们能够一同同意从天上来的命令。
This is very important if we're going to achieve the high calling of this conference.
假如我们要达到这个聚会神给我们的高的呼召的话，这就非常重要了。
I don't know about you, but I've come too far not to have the high calling.
我不知道你如何，可是对我来讲，如果不能够达到神给我的呼召，我觉得实在是太浪费了。
I don't want to be satisfied with a lesser calling.
我对于那个比较次等的呼召，我就没有办法满足。
I want everything.
我要一切神给我的。
Everything the Lord has allotted for this conference, I want it.
凡是神为这个聚会所预备的一切，我都要。
People don't realize that there is a grace package. There is, you understand? Okay.
人们不明白说，当在恩典的里面有各样不同种的恩典。
There is an allotment of grace that goes with a conference of this nature that allows us to achieve a certain place in the Spirit.
在像这样的聚会的里面呢，其实神给我们的恩典可以有不同的层次。
You and I have individual roles to play in that, but we also have the corporate role.
我们每一个人对于神给我们这个恩典的理念都能有我们的角色，然后我们合起来有我们共同的角色。
This is part of the new 21st century model.
这是新的二十一世纪的形式。
No longer will people sit in the pews and be entertained by speakers.
不再是人们只坐在那里靠讲员来取悦他们。
You're called to be mobilized.
你被呼召来就是你要有动作，你要去做事。
You're called to be an army.
你被呼召来成为一个军队。
The Lord is looking to and fro.
神的眼在地上遍察全地。
Looking for someone whose heart is completely turned to Him.
要找到有一个人的心是完全转向他的。
When He finds that little company of people,
当他找到这样一小群人，
He's going to anoint them.
他就要恩膏他们。
That's true in the United States.
在美国是这样。
That's true in Singapore.
在新加坡也是这样。
Indonesia,
印尼
China,
中国
Hong Kong, it doesn't matter.
不管在哪。
It's not about nationality.
不管你是哪一国的人。
It's about the kingdom.
重点是他的国度。
Our citizenship is in heaven.
我们的这个居民证是在天国。
The principles by which we are governed are heavenly.
我们所被掌管的原则是天堂原则。
This is a new day.
这是一个新的日子。
A new anointing.
新的恩膏。
A new requirement being placed upon God's people.
也必须要有新的要求在我们的身上。
I feel like we are on course so far in this conference.
我觉得我们到目前为止仍然在神的预定当中。
I believe the intercession has paved a way for us to be able to go someplace.
我相信我们之后面的代祷已经为我们在前面铺路了。
And I believe that we're going to have to be careful to steward it.
所以我们必须要小心来保守神已经给我们的。
I've taken a few moments of this afternoon to tell you this, but you need to understand this is the way it's going to be in the 21st century church.
我花一点时间在今天下午跟各位解释，这样希望各位知道在21世纪的教会应该是这样子的。
In the upper room, all 120 were anointed.
在阁楼上的120位都是被恩膏的。
Not just Peter, James, and John,
不是只有彼得、雅各、约翰,
but everyone that was in the upper room.
而是每一位那在阁楼上的。
Every one of you have a mandate.
在你们身上每一位都有一个
命令, a calling,
一个呼召,
a commission,
一个差遣。
The Bible calls it in 2 Timothy 1:9,
提摩太后书一章九节,
a holy calling.
是圣洁的呼召。
That means a reverential destiny.
意思是说是一个得以敬畏的命定。
And I said it last evening, but I want to say it again. The same blood that bought your salvation bought your destiny.
那同样买赎你救赎的宝血也买赎了你的命定。
The Lord spoke to me about a year ago.
主耶稣在一年以前告诉我说。
He said, woefully few have ever moved from living in a justified state.
有很少的人他们从一个可以称义的位置
few have moved from living in a justified state into the holy calling
进入到他真正圣洁的呼召里
Paul the Apostle said God has saved us and he has called us
使徒保罗说神不仅拯救我们他也呼召了我们
you have a responsibility
所以你有责任
a destiny
命定
a mandate
你有一个命令
a commission
被差遣
And the Bible says in that same passage that grace was set apart for you
那么圣经同样说呢在有一个为你特别存留的恩典
before time began
是在创世以前就预备好的
Think about that for a moment
仔细想想
Jesus didn't set apart your grace when you got saved
不是你得救以后你才有你的恩典
Not even the day you were born
甚至不是你出生的那一日
But before he created planet earth
而是在他创立世界以前
He set apart an account with grace in it
他就把你的名字跟你所要有的恩典都已经预备好了
That had all the empowerment of God you would ever need to fulfill your purpose on this earth
那这些的恩典呢是你所需要的一切可以在地上完成你命定的能力
The sad thing is
悲哀的是
Most people have lived their life and died and never utilized their grace
很多人呢生了又死了，可是一生当中从没有用到他们的恩典。
Every place I go, I'm beginning to share that.
不管我去哪里，我都分享这个重点。
Because we need to be a body of people that utilize all the grace that's ever allotted to us.
我们需要成为一群百姓，是能够使用所有神给我们的恩典的。
I told the Lord, I don't want to get to heaven and realize I could have done something else.
我告诉主说，我绝对不要有一天，当我去天堂的时候，我才发现我原来还可以做这么多事。
Wouldn't it be terrible to get to heaven and realize that you had a healing ministry waiting for you？
当你到天堂的时候，你才发现原来我在地上可以做医治服事。
All you had to do was ask for it and receive it。
你所要做的其实就是求并且你就接受。
Wouldn't it be terrible to get to heaven and realize you could have been a mighty evangelist？
后来你到天上才发现，原来你是可以成为一个大能的这个布道家。
But you never got out of the pew to pursue it.
可是你从来没有离开教会就去传福音。
That would be a reproach on the blood of Jesus Christ.
这是对耶稣基督宝血的一种贬低。
I believe there is a generation of people on the earth right now that will utilize the full capacity of their destiny.
我相信，我希望在这地上的所有神的百姓能够完全的使用神给他们的恩典。
I believe the Lord has made the promise to me that we are living in a generation of time.
我相信神给我一个应许，我们在这个时代里。
When the people will literally empty their grace account.
当人们都能够完全把他们的恩典用尽了。
Do you want that this afternoon?
你可以想要吗?
Let's just pray that before I get into my message. Let's just ask the Lord.
我们现在在求。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Here we are.
我们在这儿。
The purchase of your blood.
是被你宝血所买赎的。
You have saved us.
你已经拯救了我们。
And you have given us a holy calling.
你给我们一个圣洁的呼召。
Lord Jesus, help us to step into our destiny.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们进入我们的。
Help us, Lord, to access our grace.
让我们得到我们的恩典。
Help us, Lord, to access the favor of God.
得到神的恩惠。
Empower the evangelist.
使我们中间有能力的大布道家出来。
Set apart the apostles. And the prophets. And the pastors. And the teachers. And the intercessors. And the watchmen on the wall. Call them forth right now by your anointing. Mobilize this army. Release your grace. Cause us to step into the purpose for which we were born. Lord, I pray that for myself, for Jessica, and for everyone in this room. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Do you realize there are enough people in this room to change the world? Literally. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Well, you know, I was going to talk about my books.
现在我要介绍我的书啦。
But this is too important. But I will say this.
刚刚本来要先介绍我的书，不过刚讲的非常重要，所以现在才讲。
Sometimes in sessions like this, we can only touch very briefly.
有的时候像这样的聚会，我们只能够讲重点的一小部分。
The full measure of the message we bring.
可是我们整个的信息的全部呢
？That's why we write books and have tapes and things.
我们可以从他们的书或者是录音带里面得到。
It lays out more completely the message that we're called to bring in this hour.
这样子的话呢，我们对整个信息就能够更加完全的了解。
This book called Engaging the Revelatory Realm of Heaven.
这个叫做接触天堂启示的境界。
Was based upon a visitation.
这是因为神有一次来拜访我。
That a friend of ours had, a man by the name of Bob Jones.
哦，对不起。是有一次神来拜访 Bob Jones 一个先知
from a heavenly messenger
他是从天上差遣一个使者来拜访他
he and Bobby and myself were doing a conference in the state of Oregon
Bob Jones 跟 Bobby Conner 牧师跟 Paul 牧师呢他们即将有个聚会
and our habit is to meet for breakfast before every session
那么在每一天我们要开始的时候我们早餐都要先见面
just to find out what the Lord's been saying what's the strategy for that day's meeting
那我们就想想说那一天主对我们说了什么我们今天要做什么事
and as I was preparing to go to our breakfast meeting
那天早上我们正要去早餐会的时候
I heard an internal audible expression
我听到我里面一个可听的声音
just this booming voice inside said eyes and ears
在里面有个声音很大声说眼睛耳朵
In an instant, seven scriptures were just downloaded into my spirit.
立刻有七节经文就跑进我的灵里
I'm going to talk about some of those this afternoon.
今天下午要讲一些
But what was interesting was when I went to the breakfast meeting,
有趣的是当我去到早餐会的时候
as soon as I stepped into the room,
我一走进那个房间
Bob Jones swung around to me and said, Who is Sundar?
Who is Sundar?
Yeah, that's what he asked me.
Oh.他就问我说谁是 Sundar?
Bob asked me, who is Sundar?
他就说谁是 Sundar?
And I didn't understand why he asked me that question. I said, why are you asking?
我说这是什么问题啊你为什么问我这个问题
He said, I had a vision this morning.
今天早上我有个意象。
And as soon as he said, I have a vision,
Bob 一说我有个意象。
I turned to him and said, no, you had a visitation.
我说那不是意象是有这个灵体来拜访你。
And Bob stopped a moment and thought.
他就停了一会儿，他就想。
He said, "You're right."
说你是对的。
He embraced me.
他拥抱我。
He said, "The man was standing in my room."
说那个人就站在我的房间。
Do you believe heavenly messengers can come in a natural form?
你可以相信那个天上的使者，他可以用自然身体的方式向你显现吗？
And the messenger stood in his hotel room and said.
那个传信息的人说。
When my people come into a place of unity,
当我的百姓进入合一的地步
they will begin to see creative miracles.
他们就会看到创造式的神迹。
He talked with him about our mandate for some other things.
所以他又跟我们讲，跟他讲说有关于我们生命的命定。
And then he told Bob.
然后他就告诉 Bob.
He said, "Ask Keith who I am, because he will know the meaning of my name."
他说你去问泡牧师。问他我是谁，因为他会了解我名字的意义。
I have to admit, I was kind of excited.
其实那时候他一讲，我就觉得好兴奋。
To think that a messenger came from heaven and mentioned my name.
居然天上有个天使下来，还可以提到我的名字嘞。
And so I went back to my room, and he said, "Find out the meaning of the name Sundar."
他说你就回去找这个孙达尔是什么意思。
Now remember, before I went to that meeting, I heard the expression eyes and ears.
记得我去到早餐会之前，我听到眼睛耳朵。
To my surprise, when I looked up the name Sundar,
当我找这个名字 Sundar 的时候，
it meant beautiful and pleasant to the eyes and ears.
意思就是说，对你的眼睛看起来，耳朵听起来都是美丽而且悦耳的。
So we had this incredible supernatural validation.
我们有这种超自然的印证。
That the Lord is empowering you and I to have eyes to see and ears to hear.
主耶稣现在要给我们能力，让我们眼睛可以看见，耳朵可以听见。
That's what this book is about.
这个书就是写这个内容。
And this one is for my interpreter.
现在要送给我啦，谢谢。
I'm going to talk about that some in just a moment. The other one that we've had questions about, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The other ones I've had questions about.
另外一个要跟大家介绍的是。
Books of Destiny.
就是命定的书。
Is written about the treasury room of heaven.
就是写到天上那个宝藏室。
I was taken into a heavenly room.
一次我去到天上的房间。
In that room, I saw treasures.
在那里我看到很多宝藏。
But they were not gold and silver and jewels.
不是金银宝石。
They were the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in Christ.
是知识智慧的宝藏藏在耶稣基督里的。
I saw them with my own eyes.
我自己亲眼看见。
Shelves of books.
好多书
paintings directly in front of me
在我面前很多图画
blueprints on the floor to my right
还有在我的右边的地板上一些的蓝图
I was on the program TVN
那天我在有一天在电视的节目上
I was sharing this experience on the program
我就在节目上分享这个经验
and I just casually mentioned that I saw blueprints in the treasury room of heaven
我就提到说我说在天上的宝藏室里面有蓝图
blueprints for buildingsThat have never yet been built.
这些的建筑物到现在还没被建立起来。
More energy efficient.
还有更多让这个建筑物可以有更有效率。
Able to withstand storms and earthquakes better than anything we now have.
以至于它可以承受更大的风暴跟地震。
The very next week or 2 weeks.
接下来一个星期或两个星期。
I received 2 separate letters.
我就接收到两封信。
From 2 separate engineers.
是不同的两个工程师。
Who had written to me to tell me that they had seen by revelation
他说他们都已经借着启示看见
literal building blueprints that had been sent to Washington D.C.
就是这些将来要建造的建筑物的蓝图被送到美国的首府华盛顿
to be patented
然后呢他们要申请专利权
copyrighted
以后不可以人家不可以抄袭
They said they saw in dreams and visions the ways to build buildings that are more energy efficient.
他们在意象在意梦里面看到将来的建筑物会更加的有效率。
And can withstand winds and earthquake better than anything we now have.
能够抵挡比我们现在所有更好的建筑物都能够抵挡地震跟风暴。
Then they asked me, "What else can you tell us about the blueprints?"
他说，那你要不要再仔细告诉我们一下你看到的蓝图是什么样子？
I said nothing.
不能。
I said they're just there in heaven.
就是在天上啊。
You have to go look at them yourself.
你自己去看。
I'm not an engineer.
我又不是工程师。
And I'm not a painter. I can't paint the paintings that I saw.
我也不是这个画图的人，我画不出来。
But I have met people who have been there.
可是我曾经遇到人已经去过那。
That have seen those paintings.
看过那些图画。
That have read those poems.
读过那些的诗。
They're now writing those books.
现在把它写成书。
And very quickly, I'll tell you one other secret.
等一下，很快告诉你一个秘密。
While I was in this place, I picked up a big book.
当我在这个地方的时候，我拿起一本大书。
It had a wooden cover.
是木头封面。
And when I opened one page of one book,
有一本书我打开第一页。
The secrets of creation were on one page.
所有创造的秘诀就在第一页。
I saw diagrams of the molecular structure of cells.
我看到那个。分子的创造的结构图。
I saw the progression of cells in a picture in this book.
在这本书里面，我看到那个细胞的演化跟增长。
And I'm going to prophesy to you that science is about to go to a new level.
我现在对你说预言，科学将有一个极大的突破，进入新的领域。
The sons and daughters of God are going to begin to reveal things about creation in the universe that we've never known before.
神的儿女将要把创世以来在这个创造里面的奥秘彰显出来。
There's even going to be formulas for cures of diseases.
特别还有一些其他的药方可以治疗疾病的。
That's not going to diminish the ministry of healing one bit.
可是这些都不会减少医治服事的需要。
It's going to reveal the sovereignty of God.
而且会显示出神的主权。
What was interesting is after I wrote my book,
有趣的是当我写完我的书之后
about 6 months later,
六个月之后
I was reading the newspaper,
我在读报纸
where the Nobel Prize had been given to 3 scientists,
诺贝尔奖颁给三个科学家
for their work on the molecular structure of the cell.
因为他们的工作主要是在研究分子结构生物学
It's revealed in heaven first,
先在天上显示出来
and it manifested on the earth.
然后在地上彰显
That's the way the principles of the kingdom operate.
国度的原则就应该是这样。
Ah, who shall I give this to?
我要送给谁？
That's the first hand I saw.
好，第一个举手的人。
Okay, I don't want to throw it. Okay, bless you. Oh, good. Okay, turn very quickly.
很快的。
To Deuteronomy.
我们来看《生命记》。
Chapter 29.
第二十九章。
But while you're turning there, I want to share something with you.
我们在翻的时候呢，跟你分享一些事。
It's another mandate that I feel is imperative for this season that we're living in.
我觉得在我们住的这个季节里面呢，有一个非常重要命定，我一定要讲。
Just so I can set your expectations, we're going to spend about the next 30 minutes talking about the principles of the kingdom.
接下来30分钟我们要讲到国度的原则。
And one of the challenges that I received at the beginning of this year
在今年初所接到的挑战
has to do with recognizing the day of our visitation.
就是必须要认出你接受拜访的季节。
At the beginning of each year, the Lord gives me a theme that seems to be the overriding, you know, principle for that year.
在每一年的开始呢，神都会给我一个启示，那这个启示就好像是这一整年主要的活动。
Last year, the theme was
去年的主题是
preach the right message to the right people at the right time.
在对的时间跟对的人讲对的信息。
You know, the church has not been very good at that.
你知道教会做这件事做得不太好。
We sometimes have the right message, but the wrong time.
有的时候呢，我们传讲对的信息，可是在错误的时间讲。
Sometimes we have the right message in the right time, but the wrong people.
有的时候是对的信息，对的时间，可是错误的人。
I know that one's true.
我知道这非常真实。
You present a message to people that aren't prepared to hear it, and they will bite you.
你以为你给他讲一个很好的信息，他预备接受，后来他就咬你。
The overriding theme that I feel like the Lord has given us for this year is a challenge.
今年主要的主题就是挑战。
This is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章，神跟我们说
，He has made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills.But the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry... Okay, I'm going to finish it, then you can read it. Now, here's the point. But if the ministry of death and letters engraved on stones came with glory, so that the sons of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses because of the glory of his face, fading as it was, how shall the ministry of the Spirit fail to be with even more glory?
哥林多后书三章六到七节，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。那用字刻在石头上属死的职事尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的，何况那属灵的职事岂不更有荣光吗？
At the beginning of this year, I felt like the Lord.Challenged us.
今年初主就开始挑战我们。
I felt like, at least in my experience, it was like the Apostle Paul himself.
至少在我的经验里面，好像保罗他自己。
Stuck his bony finger right in our chest.
好像他把那个很瘦的手指着我们。
And said, Moses lived in a day with a lesser covenant.
摩西所住在那个的时代呢，那个荣光还比较少。
He lived in a day in a covenant sealed with the blood of bulls and goats.
那时候他所有的约呢，还是被了这个山羊和牛的血所遮盖的。
Even so, he saw the Lord face to face.
即使如此，他还是可以与主面对面。
He saw the Lord's glory.
他看到主的荣光。
You and I have a covenant sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ.
而你我与神之间的约呢，是用主耶稣的宝血所遮盖的。
If Moses can encounter the Lord with that kind of a covenant,
假如从那种的约，摩西都可以与主相见。
How much more should you and I with the blood of Jesus Christ?
那我你我都有耶稣的宝血，我们应该如何看到主呢？
We need to begin to carry veils around with us.
我们应该要开始
carry veils with us.
Veils.
Carry or
right, carry them.
我们应该要带着
in preparation.
我们应该要带着这些的布幕跟我们在一起
as an act of faith,
好像信心的动作
that one of these days our face is going to shine so brilliantly we're going to have to veil it
因为有一天呢我们的脸会发光到一个地步呢你就要把这个布幕盖上
read that passage with that in mind
所以你要这样的想
Paul is challenging us
保罗在挑战我们
he's saying there has to be a generation that encounters the Lord that way
他说一定有一个世代会这样的遇见主。
If it weren't so, it wouldn't be in the Bible.
假如不是这样的话，根本就不用告诉我们的圣经。
As fantastic as that sounds,
听起来很好。
It will be fulfilled.
实在就是会成就。
I have videos in my possession of a woman by the name of Catherine Kuhlman.
我曾经有一个有一个录影带是有关于一位女士叫 Catherine Kuhlman。
And there were times that the anointing would come upon her in such profound ways.
当这个圣灵来到他生命当中的时候
that it was as though a spotlight was on her
好像他的身上被那个聚光灯所照着
but it was no spotlight
可是实际上那时候没有像这么亮的
灯光 her face was literally illuminated with God's anointing
因为神的恩膏他的脸皮都发光
I have in my possession pictures of a man by the name of William Branham
我还有 William Branham 的照片
that when the picture was takenA light was surrounding his head that was so bright you couldn't even see the outline of his face.
当我们看那个照片的时候呢，他四周有光圈、光晕环绕，因为
太亮看不
到他的脸。
I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you though.
所以我要告诉你。
They're just forerunners.
他们只是我们的先驱者。
Not that we're adequate in ourselves.
不是我们自己不足够。
But the Lord is going to have to take me to heaven kicking and screaming before I leave this earth without encountering that very same presence.
可是假如我有一天要离开这个地上的话呢我一定要得到这样同样的荣光才要走。
I can tell you sincerely that if I didn't believe that was true,
假如我不相信那是真的
I wouldn't be standing in front of you right now.
我现在不会在你面前讲这些话。
I don't know what it's going to take to get us there.
我不知道怎么样才可以让每个人达到那个境界。
But it will be fulfilled.
可是这会满足的。
There will be a body of people.
这会成就的。
Why not now?
为什么不是现在呢？
We're living in an hour that will be known as a day of visitation.
我们住在这个时代就是被拜访的时刻。
Great preparation has been going into this hour.
过去已经做了很多的预备。
But one of the things that we have to understand
我们必须要了解的一件事是
is that we have to be prepared to recognize the day of our visitation.
我们必须要被预备好认出这是一个受拜访的季节。
Throughout history, we have seen numerous revivals.
历史上我们看到好多的复兴。
An outpouring of the Holy Spirit where people were saved and healed.
圣灵的倾倒，很多人得救得医治。
I was in the nation of Wales not long ago.
不久之前我在威尔斯。
I stood in the church called Moriah's Chapel.
我站在那个教会叫 Moriah's 的教会。
Where for 9 months the spirit of conviction was poured out upon a community.
在那时候呢，以前在连续九个月有这个认罪的灵倾倒在那个社区里。
100,000 souls came into the kingdom.
那时候有100,000个人信耶稣。
Hardened coal miners that knew nothing but a life of hardship and profanity.
这些的矿工们，他们的生命当中对福音根本没有任何的连结。
Were instantly converted.
他们立即就转变了。
The spirit of conviction fell on them, and we're told by history.
我们在历史上知道，这认罪的灵降临的时
候。That they would fall from their seats.
他们就从椅子上跌下来。
And crawl to the altar.
爬到这个讲台前面。
And be instantly transformed.
他们立即就得改变。
We're told by history.
历史告诉我们。
That their animals, their work animals, had to be retrained.
那边的工作的这些的动物都要重新被训练。
Because the mules didn't understand the commands that didn't have profanity in them.
因为那些骡子呢，假如你命令它的时候不骂脏话，它就听不懂了。
That literally happened.
所以这是真的改变了。
But as wonderful as that is,
像那么美好的事
，as wonderful as that was,
那是过去的事。
I'm not interested in a 9-month revival.
我对于九个月的复兴没有什么兴趣。
I'm not interested in a 3-year revival.
对于三年的复兴也没有兴趣。
The average revival, the average outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
平均历史上来讲，每一次圣灵的倾倒
has lasted only 3 years.
只能维持三年。
Before man perverts it.
然后呢，人就把它扭曲。
Or Satan counterfeits it.
或者是撒旦就模仿。
Or there is some great failure.
或者是其中有一个大的失败。
And the wineskin is destroyed.
然后。
And the wine is lost.
皮带破裂，酒就流出去。
But I believe we have the promise of something being released that is perpetuated.
可是我相信我们有这样的应许，所倾倒出来的是永久可以存留的。
That's part of the overcomer's anointing that's being released today.
今天所释放的是一个得胜者的恩膏。
We're going to overcome the failures of the past.
我们要胜过过去一切的失败。
We're going to recognize the snares of the enemy.
我们要认出仇敌的网罗。
Believe it or not, most every revival has been lost for just a very few reasons.
很多的复兴失去的原因都是只有很简单的几个。
Greed.
贪心。
Ambition.
野心。
And jealousy.
嫉妒。
You could pretty well narrow them down to those three things.
其实你把这些零零总总合起来就是这么几样。
But I would suspect for many of you in this room, the last several years has been a season of pruning.
我相信在我们当中过去这几年以来，在你的生命里应该是一个修剪的季节。
The Lord is sifting out of our soul ambition.
主耶稣在筛我们里面的这种野心。
He's sifting out of our soul petty jealousies.
还有那些嫉妒。
Amen? You're awfully quiet.
你们好安静哦。
So that's what I mean when I say recognizing the day of our visitation.
就是我说你要认出那被拜访的季节。
Where the heavens open,
当天打开的时候
the Spirit of God is poured out upon a body of people,
神的灵倾倒在他的百姓身上
and the kingdom of heaven is manifested.
神的国度
That's what I mean when I say recognizing our day of visitation.
当我说你要认出你被拜访的季节。
But can I submit to you that from the days of Moses until this very generation,
可是我要跟你说，从摩西那时代一直到现在
，every outpouring and every visitation，
每一个圣灵的倾倒以及拜访
，was lost for the same reason，
都因为同样的原因而失去了。
This is what Moses said in the book of Deuteronomy。
摩西在生命记中所说的。
Moses coming to the end of his life。
摩西快要死了。
After having poured his life out for 40 years to a body of people。
他把他的生命倾倒出四十年在一群百姓身上。
After being the steward of some of the most profound miracles ever demonstrated in the history of humanity.
他所看到的这些并且管理的这些神迹呢是人类历史上从未有过的。
Can you imagine a nation of people that literally witnessed Almighty God coming down from heaven on top of a mountain?
你能够想象吗？有一国的人，他们亲眼用肉眼看见神就降临在山上。
Pillars of fire and lightning and coals of fire and thunders and rumblings where Almighty God split heaven open and came down on Mount Sinai.
那时候有地震，有火，有烟，有云，然后神就降临在西乃山上。
2 million people saw that with their natural eyes.
200万人用他们的肉眼就看见了。
That literally happened.
That is
a literal historical event.
这是真的历史上的事件。
Can you imagine standing in front of the Red Sea and seeing it part right before your eyes?
你可以想象吗？你站在红海面前，看到红海分开。
Walking across on dry ground.
然后走在干地上。
And then seeing the most powerful military force on the face of the earth destroyed in a single day.
然后在一天之内呢，地上最有权能的军队就被毁灭。
That literally happened.
这是真的发生了。
That was a historical fact.
这是事实。
Even so,
即使如此,
this is what Moses said at the end of all of that.
在这一些神迹之后，摩西说,
You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes. You can go ahead and read that part.
Okay. 主耶稣在, 对不起, 耶和华在全地所行的一切事你们都看见了。
In the land of Egypt to Pharaoh.
在埃及地上对法老所行的。
And all of his servants.
还有对他的众臣仆。
And all of his land.
还有在全地上
All the great trials which your eyes have seen.
这是你亲眼所见的大试验
All the great signs and wonders.
大神迹和那些大奇事
Here it is.
这就是了
Yet to this day,
然而到今日
the Lord has not given you a heart to know,
主还是没有让你的心能够明白
nor eyes to see,
眼能够看见
nor ears to hear,
耳能够听见
Do you know that you can stand before the Red Sea and watch it part, but if the Lord does not give to you the grace to recognize the purpose of it, you'll miss the day of your visitation.
你能相信吗？假如就算你站在红海的面前，看到红海分开，假如神没有给你足够的恩典，能够让你知道这是被拜访的时刻，你仍然会错过。
Every revival and every outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
每一次的复兴以及圣灵的倾倒，
all the way up to the latter rain revival of the 1950s,
一直退回到1950年代的春雨运动，
was lost for that one reason right there.
都是因为这个原因而失去的。
From 1946 to 1956,
从1946年到56年，
the greatest outpouring of the healing power of God was released on this earth.
神最伟大的医治的大能倾倒在这个地上。
We now have videos and documentaries of the power of God demonstrated in that generation.
我们现在有很多的纪录片或者是一些的文件，就是当时神所做的事。
I have in my possession videos of men standing before a company of people.
我有这样的录影带，就是一个人呢站在大家的面前。
Calling people out by their name.
就一个一个把人家的名字叫起来。
What their birth date is.
好，告诉你的生日是什么。
Where they were from.
你从哪儿来。
What happened to them when they were 10 years old?
你十岁的时候发生什么事？
And what they prayed that morning on the side of their bed.
然后你在床旁边今天早上祷告什么内容？
How many of you know that's pretty impressive?
你有多少人觉得这是非常让人惊讶的？
Only the Lord could do that.
只有主才可以这样做。
Yet that generation missed its day of visitation.
然而那个世代错失了他们的拜访日期。
John G. Lake put it best.
John G. Lake 这样讲最好了。
He said in 1925
在1925年
that his generation missed the mark
他那一代错过了神给他们的目标
because they were more captured
他们
they were more enamored, captured oh, I'm sorry they were more captured by the phenomena of God than by the person
他们更多的是被现象所吸引超过被耶稣所吸引
That's what it means not having eyes to see or ears to hear or a heart to understand.
他们耳不能听，眼不能看，心也不能明白。
One of the greatest men in history was Moses.
在这个历史上最伟大的摩西。
But because he preached to a body of people,
因为他对这群百姓的讲话
that didn't have eyes to see or ears to hear,
他们没有耳能听，眼能看。
He disqualified himself.
他就让自己不合格了。
Their hardness of heart provoked him to disqualify himself.
因为他们的心硬，后来让摩西生气，就不合格，不能进入
迦南地。As great as he was,
虽然摩西这样子伟大，还是失败。
Isaiah chapter 6,
我们来看以赛亚书第六章。
We see one of the greatest experiences ever given to a human being.
这是一个人类可以经验的最伟大的经验。
We saw this incredible righteous prophet Isaiah.
我们看到这个很伟大的先知以赛亚。
Who was caught up to heaven.
他被叫到天上去。
He literally saw the resurrected Christ.
看到复活的基督。
You might say, how do we know that?
你怎么知道？
John tells us in John chapter 12 that Isaiah saw the Lord and his glory.
因为在约翰福音十二章，约翰告诉我们说，以赛亚看到主以及他的荣耀。
Think of that.
想一想。
600 years before the Lord was even born, Isaiah saw him already overcoming as the great king sitting on his throne.
主出生以前的六百年，以赛亚已经看到主坐在他的宝座上了。
That'll mess with your mind.
你的头脑想不通吧
？Amen. All righty, you getting it?
懂吗
？Isaiah was caught up before the throne of God, and he was so enamored by what he was seeing, he made a declaration.
因为以赛亚。在宝座前面所看到的一切让他惊讶所以他发出了这个言语
He saw the seraphim
他看到萨拉佛
He saw the temple being the throne being filled with smoke
他看到这个宝座周围
He saw the throne
他看到
He saw the same thing John did in Revelation 4
他看到约翰在启示录第四章所看到的
And he heard a voice say Who will go for us and represent my kingdom on the earth
他听到一个声音说谁可以
That's in essence what he was being asked
最后主就是问他这个问题，谁能够为我去
？Naturally being caught up in the ecstasy of the moment, he said, "Here am I, Lord, send me."
因为他当时太高兴了，他就说：“主啊，差遣我吧。
”And the Lord said, "Okay, Isaiah, I want you to go to the earth and preach to a body of people."
所以主说：“以赛亚，现在你回到地上，你对这群百姓说。
”But I'm going to remove from them the ability to understand your message.
可是我要把他们能够了解你信息的能力拿走。
I'm going to allow them to see, but they're not going to see. They're going to hear, but they're not going to hear. And I'm not even going to give them the ability to understand what you're going to preach. Hallelujah. Who wants that commission? Isaiah returned to a nation of people and preached the kingdom of heaven to a people that did not have eyes to see, ears to hear, or a heart to understand, and they sawed him in half with a saw. They sawed him in two with a saw.
Oh, 然后他们用锯子把它锯成两半。
We know in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11,
我们知道在希伯来书11章,
that someone was sawn in two.
有一个人被切成两半,
and we learn from history that it was Isaiah.
历史告诉我们说那个人就是以赛亚。
How many pastors do we have in this room? Raise your hand.
这边有多少牧师, 请举手。
How many of you will start praying for your people to have eyes to see and ears to hear? Moses preached to a body of people without the ability to understand his message. And he was disqualified. Isaiah preached to a body of people that didn't have eyes to see or ears to hear. And they sawed his body in half. Isaiah prophesied a future day where the Lord Jesus Christ Himself came to the earth. You don't have to turn here. John chapter 12 tells us. You can just quote from me. John saying this. Though Jesus had performed so many signs before them, yet they were not believing in Him. For this cause, Isaiah prophesied.
因此以赛亚说,
he blinded their eyes.
他们使他眼睛瞎掉,
he stopped their ears.
使他们的耳朵不能听见,
and they didn't even have a heart to understand. Almighty God came to this earth in the form of a man. The greatest miracle ministry in the history of mankind. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And at the end of 3 years of ministry, the Son of God,
神子,
the man with the unlimited anointing, had
120
people to show for it. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself preached to a nation of people that didn't understand His message. They did not have eyes to see. They did not have ears to hear. And they crucified Him. How important is it that we have eyes to see and ears to hear? Every believer that wants to see the Lord pour His Spirit out, and you and I not miss our visitation, needs to begin to pray that we receive eyes to see and ears to hear. One of the most often quoted passages in the New Testament is Isaiah chapter 6. I challenge you to study history and see if the same dilemma has not faced every generation. But we're promised in the Bible that there will be a generation of the righteous. There will be a generation of people with eyes to see and ears to hear. I have to believe it's us. Why would the Lord have spoken that to me several years ago? Why would the Lord have sent a messenger to Bob Jones? And his name means beautiful and pleasant to the eyes and ears. You and I have an invitation to receive a revelatory anointing. Having eyes to see and ears to hear simply means that you're anointed with the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The Apostle Paul himself prayed
使徒保罗祷告,
that every believer
每一个信徒
would be anointed with the spirit of wisdom and revelation
都会被智慧跟启示的灵所恩膏
so that we will know the hope of our calling
以至于我们知道我们恩膏的指望
the inheritance of God in us
以至于神给我们的遗产
and the surpassing greatness of His power extended to you and I
以至于他给我们的大能大力
without it
假如没有
you will miss your day of visitation.
你就会错过神拜访你的日期。
Every pastor and leader needs to be praying that their people have eyes to see.
每一个牧师领袖都必须要祷告他的百姓有眼
可看。We need to start now sowing into this reality.
我们现在必须就要把这个真实的种子撒下去。
We can't wait for the day of visitation to come and suddenly try to get ready for it.
我们不能够等候有一天神突然拜访我们，我们就预备好了。
We have to be prepared now.
我们现在就要预备。
We have to be empowered now.
现在就要得能力。
That's why the Lord said He's giving us eye salve.
所以他现在说，神给我们说，让我们
眼睛 anointing on our eyes.
就是恩膏的眼睛。
So that we can see.
以至于我们可以看见。
To recognize what the Lord has done.
看到主在做什么。
Do you know that even now you can talk to people about the last 100 years of church history?
到现在你跟人讲着过去一百年来的教会历史。
And most people will only see.Isolated outpourings of God.
很多人只能够看到一些不同独立的事件，神的灵倾倒。
Most people will only see this revival at Azusa Street, this revival at Wales, and this revival in the United States.
或者是美国阿苏萨街，或者是威尔斯的这种大复兴。
But people with eyes to see and ears to hear.
可是那有眼可看、有耳可听的人
，recognize the progression of God.
他可以认出神的灵的运行的过程。
The meticulous plan of the Lord.
以及神。实际上已经计算好的
The unfolding of His nature.
他本质的展现
The preparation of a body of people.
他预备他百姓的肢体
The maturing of sons and daughters.
使他的儿女成熟
What we have experienced has been much more than just a revival.
我们所经历的是超越复兴
It's a revelation.
是启示
There is a grace being given to you and I in this hour.
在这个时刻神给我们一个特殊的恩典
To recognize the day of our visitation.
就是要认出我们被拜访的时节
As for Bobby and I,
就像 Bob 跟我
we're not signing up for another 40 years in the wilderness.
我们并不希望继续在旷野走40年。
That's what will happen if we don't have a body of people.
可是假如我们没有一群百姓
a company of people,
一群的人
that recognize the land of promise,
能够认出应许之地的话
that recognize the grace that's been given to us to cross over,
能够认出已经给我们的恩典能够进入应许之地。
It's not about doing something.
不是有关于你做什么。
It's about becoming something.
而是成为什么人。
It's about becoming the mature sons and daughters.
而是有关于成为成熟的儿女。
It's about becoming the sons of the kingdom.
成为这国度的儿女。
It's about becoming the word manifested in flesh.
是成将自化。
If you think it's strictly about signs and wonders,
假如你不相信神迹奇事，
you don't have eyes to see.
你就是没有眼睛可看。
Don't misunderstand me. We need signs and wonders.
我们需要神迹奇事。
We need power like no other generation before.
我们这个时代绝对需要极大的能力。
But we can more appropriately steward that power.
可是我们可以更好的来管理这个能力。
When we become what we're called to be.
当我们成为我们被呼召的人。
Every teaching that you're hearing here and in other places.
不管你在这里或在别的地方所听到的教导。
Is leading up to one thing.
都带你往一个方向。
A visitation.
就是拜访
An outpouring of God.
神的倾倒
A harvest.
丰收
Much more than revival.
比复兴更大
And if we don't recognize this message,
假如我们认不出这样的信息
we will miss it.
我们就会错过
There is an apostolic anointing. There is an apostolic commission being released today.
今天会有一个使徒性的恩膏跟使徒性的命令释放出来
You believe that?
你相信吗
It's the same one that was given to the Apostle Paul.
就是给使徒保罗那同样一个恩膏。
How many of you would say that the Apostle Paul had a pretty good anointing?
有多少人可以说使徒保罗很有恩膏啊？
He had a pretty good commission.
他是不是很有被差遣的这种命定？
And what is interesting is the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 1,
在加太书一章说，
that he was called an apostle the day he was born.
他说呢，在他出生的那日就被称为使徒了。
While he was persecuting the church,
当他 在逼迫教会。
He was an apostle.
他还是个使徒。
He just didn't recognize it yet.
只是他不知道他自己是一个
使徒。You understand that?
这样你了解吗？
Many of us have been through things.
像我们很多人已经经过许多
事。But we're called to be something else.
可是我们被呼召成为另外一种人。
The Bible says when the Lord was prepared to reveal himself in the Apostle Paul,
圣经说当主把他自己显现在保罗里面，
he had his Damascus Road experience.
他就有了大马色的这个经验。
My wife had an experience with the Lord several years ago.
我太太有几年以前遇见主。
And it had to do with this generation.
跟这个世代有关。
And one of the things that we're promised in this hour is you and I are promised a Damascus Road experience.
神给我们保证的就是你我要有一个大马色的。
A divine encounter.
一个神圣的相遇。
Oh, it may not be just like the Apostle Paul.
也许不跟保罗那个一样。
But it will be just as real.
可是跟他一样真实。
It will get the same results.
结果也一样。
And it will produce the same commission.
然后同样的命令会被拆遣出来。
This is the commission of the Apostle Paul.
这是保罗的被拆遣的命令。
The great man Ananias.
就是一个伟大的人亚拿尼亚。
Was sent to Saul of Tarsus.
被送到大树的扫罗那里去。
Who became the Apostle Paul.
后来变成使徒保罗。
And he commissioned that apostle with these words.
他用这些话来命定来拆遣这个使徒。
The God of our Father.
我们父的神
has called you,
呼召了你
number one,
第一点
to know his will,
知道他的旨意
number two,
第二点
to see the righteous one,
看到那公义者
number three,
第三点
to hear utterances from his lips,
听到他嘴中所说出的
number four,
第四点
to be a testifier of what you've seen and heard,
把你所看所听的事见证出来
If we're going to be an apostolic generation,
假如我们要成为一个使徒性的世代
our commission will be the same thing.
我们被拆出去的命令也是同样的
To see the righteous one.
我们要看到那义者
To hear utterances from his lips.
听到他口中所说的话
Then to testify.
并且要见证出来
Of what we've seen and heard.
我们所看所听的
You know, it, in the Bible, to be a witness is a judicial term.
你知道吗成为一个见证人这是一个法定名词
When you go to court,
你去法院的时候
you can only testify of what you've seen and heard.
你只能够见证你所听所看的。
You can't give hearsay evidence.
你不能够说啊，我听说。
It has to be experiential.
必须是你自己经验到的。
That's the mandate that's being released to every governmental body in the church today.
今天在世上的每一个教会已经接受到这样的命令。
Whether it's Canadian or U.S.Or Asian, it doesn't matter.
不管你是在加拿大、英国，或者是
亚洲，都一样
的命令。
It's the same mandate.
同样的命令。
It's the same release.
同样的释放。
It's the same anointing.
同样的恩膏。
And there will be a body of people. I want to prophesy it from here.
现在我要对你发预言。
There will be a body of people prepared for it.
将会有一群的百姓预备好了。
The Lord will have an overcoming army.
主耶稣会有一个得胜的军队，他会有的。
I just want to be one of them.
我要成为其中一
员。If you want to be one as well, stand to your feet right now.
假如你也要成为其中一员，你就可以站起来。
Be in a receptive mode right now.
你要有一个得胜的心态。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
hear your people standing before you.
你的百姓现在站在你的面前。
Give them eyes to see.
给他们眼睛可以看。
Ears to hear.
耳朵可以听。
And a heart to understand.
让他们心能够了解。
The revelation of the kingdom.
这国度的。
Lord Jesus, give them everyone.
主耶稣把这个给每一个人。
A Damascus Road experience.
给大马色的经验。
Lift the veil from our eyes, Lord.
把我们眼睛的布幕挪开。
Let us see what Moses saw.
让我们看到摩西所见的。
Let us hear utterances right from your lips.
我们听到你嘴所说的。
Let us see the righteous one.
让我们看到那义者耶稣。
And let us become testifiers.
让我们成为见证人。
Of what we've seen and heard.
我们所看所听的。
Let that be the mandate of this conference.
成为这个聚会拆遣的
Let the heavens open.
让天打开。
And let this body of people in this room.
让在这里的这一群百姓。
Be equipped.
被装备。
With the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
用智慧与启示的灵降临在他们
身上。That hopelessness would break off of us.
以至于那无望从我们生命当中挪开。
That we would receive the hope.
我们可以接受希望。
Of our calling.
接受我们呼召的
盼望。Grant it, Lord.Grant it, I pray.
就这样成就吧。
And just receive that anointing.
就接受这个恩膏。
To play the, you know, the instruments can come up for just a moment.
我们请音乐者上来。
All right, I'm not gonna, we're not gonna call a lot of people up right just now. I want you to receive. Continue to receive. Don't stop. Don't stop.
我们不派呼召人到前面来，你就要在你的位置上，你就接受。
Keep pressing in.
接受。
Receive it.
你要继续求接受。
Everything that will take place in this conference will hinge upon you and I becoming revelatory. People of revelation. There is an impartation coming to you. But you must be prepared to receive it. You must be prepared not to miss the day of your visitation. Not to miss your commission. You've come too far. You've been through too much. The Lord Jesus desires to release breakthrough. The angel of breakthrough. To open the heavens. To receive the preparation of heaven right now in Jesus' mighty name. Receive eyes to see. Ears to hear. And a heart to comprehend. Come, Spirit of God. Come. Now receive it from Him. We're not going to have men pray for you right now. You must receive it from heaven. Receive His touch. Receive His anointing. Receive His desire for your life, your commission. Spoke to me, not too much. Keep going, just a little bit lower. Okay. Now I want you to do something. The Lord has said that very few people have stepped into their destiny. And I want us to do something prophetic right now. In just a moment, I'm going to count to three. And just wherever you're standing, I want you to take a little small step. Symbolic of your desire. To step into your destiny. To step into your grace. To step into the favor of God. Do you believe that? One. Two. Three. Step. Come, Spirit of God. Release destiny. Release destiny. Release the grace of heaven. The favor of God. Let it come. Let it come. Hear the heart of your people, Lord. Be merciful. Be merciful. Destiny. Grace. Ask for it. Say, Lord Jesus. I want my destiny. I want the grace of heaven for my calling, for my purpose, for my commission, and for my mandate. Now receive it now. This is something that you have to receive from Him. It's your destiny. It's your destiny. You have to access it. The worship team is going to continue in a song, but the door of heaven is open. Access is being granted. Receive it.